Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's one of the great songs from ZZ Top. Dusty, Billy, and Frank bringing this back. Seven, that's Rough Boy. That's the name of that song. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one from my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Brad Huska is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, and an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the president of IAS Training. Put a .com on the end of that, IASTraining.com, India Alpha Sierra Training.com, and you'll find his books, you'll find all the things he does for folks out there, how he helps companies just like yours put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Heavy on the B2C, right? The consumer side, the retail. You do a lot of retail work.
We do tons of retail work, yes.
So check that out, folks, and see what...
I'm actually thinking about going with a ZZ Top look. What do you think, Jim?
Hey, I like that. I think you should bring the mullet back, Brad, myself. hey, Brad, we're talking about communication, how to become a better communicator. And one of the issues that helps sales organizations must have is internal communication. And I know that's something you work on, too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, and with that
effective internal communication, I should say.
Yes, and I actually recommend that we open up three different channels of communication with our staffs, because two of them are just lone wolves out there on the planet trying to make their way and fighting for everything they can get, and nobody's giving them any direction or any guidance or any training or any of those kinds of things. So the first avenue of communication is I like to have a morning huddle, and every morning prayer to starting our shift or going out and making phone calls or getting out there and making sales presentations.
Every day.
Yeah, I want to
if you can, every day.
Well, you know, if you can't with modern technology today, then you got a real problem, because you can always get people on a cell phone or do a conference call or something like that.
And do you get people to declare? Do you get people to say, okay, this is what I'm going to do today? You go around the horn like that, or what do you do?
Absolutely, go around the horn, get everybody to see what they got going on, what potential they have in the pipeline, what they need help with, what they need some guidance with, and all those kinds of things. So, without that, I just think that, in a store situation, every morning before the store opens, they're talking about Dancing with the Stars or, who got kicked out the Voice or whatever the case may be. And I really don't care about all that
stuff. Somebody posted a picture on Facebook, a selfie on Facebook, right?
Exactly. Yeah, those are all the things they're talking about. Yeah. I want their attention focused on sales and what's going on that day.
You want to snap them back into reality, don't you?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a reality check time. It's business.
And, so a morning huddle. I like that idea. So, all right. Yep. What's next?
And then I think that great sales managers have a weekly sit-down, one-on-one conversation with their staff members. And during this weekly sit-down, one-on-one, we're going to be communicating with them about how they're doing against their goals and their objectives, and how they're doing against our company's non-negotiable standards, and what we can do to make this a better place for them to work and to make a living, and any ideas they have, and just soliciting ideas and concepts from the staff, because they're smart people. I mean, they're out there on the firing lines every day.
Can I say this, Brad? Do you mind if I stick this in there? Some organizations, a weekly thing like that might be harder, but I think your point, obviously, optimum is weekly, is daily, and then weekly. But what's really more important than weekly and daily, if that becomes a problem, is regular.
Yes.
Regular, well, that's kind of my regular point. Predictable, and as you said, non-negotiable. The regular, pick a time, pick a cycle, whatever you want, but make it non-negotiable.
Well, that's again, your word is exactly right. It's got to be regular, and it's got to be scheduled.
Yeah.
And whether you do it once every 2 weeks or once every month, optimally, I'd like to see it done once every week. But if you can't do that, then at least do it sometimes.
Well, the reason I say that is if you're in retail, you can do the daily, you can do the weekly. But
sure.
if you're B2B, as I was for so many years, then that's a little tougher. And so we got folks listening from both sectors, and that's the main thing, is that the fundamental non-negotiable part is scheduled and regular and carried out.
Yeah, you know as well as I do, it scares the heck out of me when I sit down talking to a sales guy and they say, when was the last time you spent 15 minutes or half an hour with your supervisor talking about your goals and objectives mm-hmm. and what your plans for the future are? And the answer is during the interview,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, that's just not okay.
Mm-hmm. That's right. No, that's a formula for failure.
Absolutely.
On both levels, for the employee, for the salesperson, and the company. All right, what's number three?
Well, number three is have a weekly or a regularly scheduled training session. And that means get the entire staff together and train them on some aspect of their job. Because too often I hear people say, oh, yeah, we did that training. We're done with that now. And the people go out and do exactly the opposite of what they're supposed to be doing.
One thing I think people... what a lot of people need is they need a track to run on for training, don't you? They need a training program, something like what you offer. Maybe they pick up a book and they go through each book by a chapter at a time or something like that. But they need some kind of a track, don't they?
They need a systematic approach to what it is they're trying to be educating their people about. And there's four areas where people need the knowledge and education. And just real quickly, that's sales techniques, product knowledge, operations, and customer service skills.
Yeah, yeah. That covers the waterfront. And so, folks, think about that. Good stuff. As I said before, we're at the knee of the master. He knows about this stuff, and he can help you with it if you'll contact him at iastraining.com. Make sure you find out more about his books, too. Quick break. Right back with Brad Huskin. I'm Jim Blasingame. More to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.